Let's go back. Your mother and father then eventually died in...
Correct.
What years?
My father died in his 70s. Mother died at 81. And I will get the dates. I have them written down. I have no sense for numbers.
And you were here in the United States when they died?
Yes,
and you heard about
I did
it?
Visit my parents. My mother came to visit twice. My father never did because he was never well enough. And I visited them several times. My father had ultimately Parkinson's. And the last time I saw him, he had hallucinations from L-DOPA, the medication then. And when I came into his room, he told me to hide, to run, because he thought of the nurses and the doctors as the SS.
You know, there's a whole study about the relationship between the Polish people and the Jews, which is extraordinary. These righteous Gentiles, they're called, risked their lives to save Jews.
Yes.
And yet there was plenty of anti-Semitism
That's
in pre-war Poland.
That's
Many
right.
Poles actually risked their lives
Absolutely.
To aid Jews.
Yes. Because people, you know, are people. And even though, unfortunately, the Catholic Church did not speak up, I don't think that would have stopped Hitler, but it would have encouraged more people to help their Jewish neighbors had the Pope, Pius XII, was it, spoken up in defense of the Jews. But there were considerations that it may anger Hitler. You see, the appeasement thing is a whole other issue that I won't get into. But have you ever heard of Irena Sendler? Have you heard of Life in the Jar? A play?
I think I have heard of that.
Yes. Well, here is a woman, a young Christian Polish woman, who with the assistance of an organization saved 1,500 Jewish children, one at a time, smuggled them out of the Warsaw Ghetto, gave them new identities, taught them how to behave as Catholics, found places for them, one at a time. But what she did, which is most admirable, she saved their true identities and where they were hidden, and she put the little notes in a jar that she left under a tree at her home. What a wonderful, wonderful person. And then a teacher from Uniontown, Kansas, found this story some years ago and told it to his students. And they visited Irena when she was already in her 90s and have written a play, Life in a Jar, that's touring all over the world. Uniontown, Kansas. Irena Sendler in Warsaw.
Despite the fact that the Allies in the United States put an end to all this, it took them a long time to finally be convinced that what was happening was actually going on. The mass killings, they were dismissed as exaggeration. And so the reports of two Jewish prisoners, I understand, who escaped Auschwitz in 1944, details were broadcast June 15th, 1944 by the BBC and then published by the New York Times.
Correct.
So it could not be ignored. It had to be dealt with. It took all that time. So does that go through your head?
Unlike what I thought that if only the U.S. or the world knew, they knew.
Yeah.
But what I have read is a number of stories. First of all, there was a lot of anti-Semitism in this country.
Mm-hmm.
In 1930s, there were strict quotas of how many Jews can enter. And President Roosevelt was very much aware what was going on. But from the accounts I read, his main vision and what he had to do was defeat Germany in the war. And by doing so, everything would be settled. Now, there were airplanes, American airplanes, bombing factories around Auschwitz, but didn't drop a single bomb on the railroad tracks. And people ask me often, what do I think about it? To be perfectly honest, I don't know if it would have made a difference. So instead of running the trains, they would walk people. They would find a method of killing us. United States entered the war after Pearl Harbor. it was not to rescue us. In reality, as I tell our dear friends, the American World War II veterans, because of what they have done defeating Germany, we were rescued. But that was not their mission.